absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Welcome to show 144 of Absolutely Intercultural, coming to you this time from Denmark, and my name's Anne Fox. This show is rather special in many ways, and maybe a little longer than normal. As you may have guessed from the musical intro, we'll be going to Louisiana to find out the link between culture, work and music. And the people we'll be meeting are father and son, Tommy and Louis Michaud. Why this? Why now? I first met Tommy through my husband about 20 years ago. They're both biologists, and when we went to Louisiana to visit Tommy's family, I discovered that Tommy is also a serious musician. Serious in the sense that he and his brothers, les frères Michaud, tour and make albums. We also met up at several academic events in Europe, where there would always be occasion for Tommy to get out his squeeze box and share the Cajun music of Louisiana, which is sort of what you heard at the beginning of the show. And then, as often happens, we lost contact. Suddenly, in mid-August, my husband got an email from Tommy saying that his sons, Louis and André, now have a band of their own called the Lost Bayou Ramblers, and that they were playing at a festival in southern Denmark. So down we went to Tønder, near the German border, to hear and meet up with Louis and André in the Lost Bayou Ramblers. While the rest of Denmark seemed to be having a sunny day, a terrific thunderstorm was competing with the musicians for our attention, and festival-goers were walking around the site ankle-deep in water, making the whole thing look a little like a Louisiana bayou. Meeting Louis and André after their set, I realised that the music, the environment and their father's career were all tightly interwoven and thought it might be interesting to unravel some of the pieces. To set the scene, all you need to know is that the Cajuns of Louisiana were originally displaced people from France who came to Louisiana by way of Canada. We'll start by going absolutely Cajun with Louis Michaud, who started out playing in his father's band, Les Frères Michaud, and has since gone on to form his own band with his brother André. The Lost Bayou Ramblers music is rooted in Cajun, but with a contemporary twist. Here's Louis explaining what Cajun music is and how his band have updated it. That's followed by a preview of the new single by the Lost Bayou Ramblers out at the end of September. And then we hear from Louis's father, Tommy, about where the word Cajun comes from.
Can you just explain what the key signature instruments are for Cajun and what you've added to it?
Yeah, so, traditionally Cajun music today is accordion. It's a German melodeon, and the violin, the fiddle. Those are kind of the two bass instruments of Cajun music. And then, of course, you have your guitar and bass and drums, which, you know, that's the standard setup in Cajun music for the last 50 years. It seems like when you listen to it, it sounds worlds away, but all we've really done is just, we've let our guitar player have fun and, use all kind of different sounds he likes to do with all the pedals and the effects and all that. And really, it's really just been in our songwriting and our arrangement that we have, that we've taken the music far from its roots, but still purely rooted. But yeah, Cajun music is fiddle and accordion with a rhythm section,
Yeah, but it's not just the music, it's not just the notes, it's also the topics that you sing about. What sort of topics are typical?
Well, traditionally Cajun music, like most music, is about love and about blues, about pain, whether it be tragedy, you know, like the Acadian, like our ancestors, the Acadians, went through when they got deported from Nova Scotia, or, you know, any kind of heartache and love subjects and all that. And we basically sing about that, but just, you know, a lot of the tracks off our new album. And it's funny, I just realized this the other day, actually, when meeting you for the first time, I just realized that hang out with all these other musicians from around the world. When we play at home, we don't explain ourselves the same as when we play globally. We have to explain ourselves differently, you know, bring people to the very root of our perspective. And I realized that, you know, from back then and then to our brand new album today, it's so much tragedy. And, you know, Louisiana is a very kind of ironic place where there's so much tragedy but so much joy and so much you know, good feeling, and people are very nice and hospitable and have a lot of joy in their hearts, but at the same time have been through so much tragedy, such as recently, you know, the hurricanes, Katrina and Rita, and the oil spill and the flooding. I mean, it's just always something in Louisiana. We're actually right now bracing down for 20 inches of rain after we've been through 6 months of drought. That's about, so 20 inches of rain is on the way right now, but I think with the new album, I've really, you know, been able to tap into my own experience with it, and instead of just trying to, you know, sing about tragedy I've heard about, it's like my own tragedy as a Louisiana person has really come out. And you know, the oil spill just really tugged at all of our hearts so much, because that's our precious Gulf of Mexico. It's all our beautiful seafood that we're so lucky to have, and it was all jeopardized, you know, along with all the fishing and the camps and the beaches. Even though they're not that beautiful, they're still ours. And you know, so everything, it just really tugged at our hearts. And one of the songs that I actually relate is the oil spill, and I relate it with the Bastille, you know, which is definitely fresh in a lot of our Louisiana French memories, from Robespierre, who, you know, initiated many of the beheadings back in the Bastille. He's still a common topic of joke here in Louisiana. and, you know, hearing about that and then feeling the oil spill. Last year on July 14th, which is Bastille Day, the oil spill was still gushing out of the bottom of the Gulf. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, over 200 years ago on this same day, the people decided to take the situation for themselves in France. You know, it was the people, the leaders of France back then at the Bastille were not listening to the needs of the people, and the people took it for themselves and started getting nasty and cutting everyone's heads off and stormed the Bastille and took all the arms. And, you know, as horrible of a situation, as ugly of a situation that was, I really felt like that's what we needed to do in Louisiana, because, you know, there were so many decisions from people higher up that were not doing anything for the people, you know, on the bottom, that the much millions of people that whose lives are being directly affected. And so that, you know, the song Bastille, which is going to be our single that's going to be coming out at the end of this month, is about that tragedy compared with a similar tragedy 222 years ago.
Acadian people have always been very close to the land, both from the standpoint of cultural, agricultural and fisheries, as well as recreational and all types of use of natural resources. So you know, even from way back, well, in the 1600s, they were pioneers at developing water control structures to manage wetlands. And so up in Nova Scotia and in Acadie, or we, as we call it, Acadie du Nord, the northern Acadia, because we're Acadie du Sud down here.
Acadie, is that a reference to Eden?
Well, yes, it is, actually. In fact, there's a song on our latest CD that another guy wrote like 50 or 60 years ago, but it's on A Trouvé un Paradis là-bas dans la Louisiane. We found a paradise there in Louisiana. So it's about the Acadians, how they left Acadia, Acadie du Nord in Nova Scotia, and came to Louisiana and found another paradise. But the original paradise, I guess, was Acadia up there in Canada, what's now Canada, and it's now Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and that part of Canada up there. But the French settlers came from France, and they named it Acadia. And if you look it up, the etymology of the word, it comes from Arcadia. It's similar to Arcadia. I think it's the same thing. Somebody just somewhere along the line left an R out. But Arcadia, utopia, I mean, like you said, Eden, similar type concept, you know, but it's supposed to be like the perfect place. It's not hard to make a living because, I mean, so many of them just basically live off the land, you know, just that's what Cajuns do. Mm. They live off the land. They hunt, they trap, they fish, they harvest the bounty that's there in South Louisiana. It's there for the taking. The table is set, you know, les plats tout mis sur la table. And they know how to do all these things because they live out in the wetlands. I mean, that's the interaction between wetlands and the Cajun culture, the Acadian culture. That's why, you know, my two professions, the music and the biology of wetlands, is kind of, to me, there's a lot of overlap there and a parallel.
Later on, I talked to Tommy about his work at the University of Louisiana and was amazed at how absolutely interdisciplinary his work is. By the way, you'll find the links to all the music that I'm playing today on our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com.
What sort of things are you doing?
Well, look, this is my new card. And you see the fleur-de-lis in the corner is that's the symbol that, I mean, it's used a lot, you know, for anything kind of with French meaning. I mean, the New Orleans Saints, it's a big symbol, but it's also the symbol for our University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And you see underneath here, it says in French, Université des Acadiens, the University of the Acadians, or Acadian University. Yeah. So, I mean, there's the cultural heritage is a big part of this university. And it's right here in Lafayette, which is kind of the hub of the Acadian culture in Louisiana.
So and how can a university show its cultural affiliation?
Like, for instance, there's a new center for traditional music that's being formed or proposed, actually, at UL. And they just hired an endowed chair person, a faculty member in the music department, to start this program in traditional music. And so, you know, I've been interacting with him in an advisory capacity and helping him get his things going, giving him my thoughts. You know, that's real, just very rewarding to me. And I've, like, there's a Center for Louisiana Studies, which is primarily history. It's kind of based in the history department, but they do a lot of Louisiana history things. But I've interacted with them in a lot of ways. And we've co-authored a paper on this guy, Louis Judice, that explored Lower Bayou Lafourche in Louisiana in 1772 and recorded the presence or absence and abundance of a lot of species of wildlife and plants, fauna and flora, and all the names were in French, in the local French. Some of them were based on Indian names. So, you know, my role in this collaboration was to try to figure out what species he was actually talking about, and you know, just from the setting, what was there, where were they, what do we know about these species, and you know, because there was common names, and he didn't use scientific names, but he was a well-educated guy, actually educated in France. So anyway, that was an interesting project we worked on, and in fact, right now I'm also involved in some international studies, representing the Louisiana on the board of this international trade group in Lafayette that has an objective to encourage and enhance cultural and commercial international activities in Lafayette. So it has a commercial side and a cultural side.
Although Cajun music is rooted in tradition, I learned that Les Frères Michaud also write new songs, and that in one specific case, the song arose out of one of Tommy Michaud's academic tasks. Let's hear more about how work and play can be absolutely interconnected, and then hear a snippet of the end result.
Just, this is a good example of the interaction between the biology, the wetland biology, and the birds, and the Cajun culture and musical stuff. There was a guy writing a book on deltas of the world, and something about frontiers, you know, the estuaries between the sea and the land, he was, one of the chapters was on the Mississippi River Delta, and we gave him a little tour, you know, in fact, we flew him around over the wetlands, and I was telling him this and that, and I said, well, why don't you come, we're playing at Mulas tonight, why don't you come meet us there, and you have to eat supper anyway. So he came, and so I played a song for him called the Marsh Waltz, La Valse de Mèche. I mean, I just dedicated it to him. I said, hey, we've been out in the marshes, and here's the marsh waltz. And he said, oh, is that a... And so he talked to me later. He said, is that a song about the loss of wetlands in Louisiana? I said, you know, but it's not about marsh loss, but that's a good idea. There ought to be a song about marsh loss. I said, you know, maybe I'll write one. So, you know, I did later on. That tune kind of came to me, and then the words, it talks about when the Acadians came and first came to Louisiana, there was miles and miles of marsh, and now there's not so much. There's a lot of open water and salty water. It's just kind of a little summary of the whole situation, where a lot of marsh has been converted to open water, and how it's kind of sad, and also how our culture, well, this all happened around the 20th century, the demise of the French language and culture, and the demise of the Louisiana wetlands. And also it draws a parallel that others have noted as well, that because Acadians, they took to the wetlands so readily to earn their living and just to eke out a way of life in the wetlands, and they became isolated from the rest of the world, and that's what enabled them to preserve the French language and culture for 200 years without being heavily influenced by the English culture that was all around. So anyway, I wrote the song about how the culture and the language and the music and the wetlands there all started kind of changing in the 20th century when so many things happened, like, well, I mean, World War II had a big influence. A lot of Cajuns joined the military and went to fight and became exposed to a lot more American things than their little Cajun house and little farm that they grew up on, you know. But anyway, I don't know. That song is all about that. Finally, we're going to go absolutely global and hear once again from Louis Michaud, this time about the B-side of the Lost Bayou Ramblers' new single, Bastille, which is also called Bastille, and is a remix in a very different style.
Before we do that, I'm going to sign off and say thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch the next show, which will be coming to you from Laurent Borgmann in Germany on September the 30th. And you can find links to all the music featured in today's show at www.absolutely-intercultural.com, where you can also leave comments about today's show. So we've gone from father to son, from work to play, and from traditional to present day. One transition I haven't had time for is French to English, but we'll take that in a later show. So finally, we're going to go from local to absolutely global.
So I was telling you about the Bastille song earlier, and we're going to be releasing that as a single at the end of September. And it's going to be a digital single, and then we're going to be having a vinyl follow it, the old LP33, which is making a huge comeback. And we have Mr. Gordon Gano from the band The Violent Femmes, who was a huge kind of punk renaissance band of the early 80s. And we happened to meet him by chance in New Orleans, and turns out he is a Frenchman as well. You know, his Gano used to be spelled E-A-U-X, and his father or grandfather changed it to G-A-N-O when they, you know, got to America. And so we met him by chance, and he sings on the single as well, and it's you know, important to him. It's the Bastille, it's his roots, and it's, you know, the modern Louisiana experience. And he sings backup vocals and plays fiddle on it. And we have a young band from Lafayette called Givers, and they are really blowing up on the international scene as kind of a new Afro pop indie band, they call it. And they're from Lafayette, and they did a remix of this single, and so that's going to be the side B of our single release. And, you know, it really, this is going to be probably the, I mean, in my, as far as I know, this will be the farthest that Cajun music will have ever gone musically, you know, synthesized with a very mainstream pop, or I shouldn't even say that, I should say, you know, fused with a very progressive local indie band from Lafayette who's breaking internationally. They took a Cajun song and remixed it into like an almost dance dub song about the Bastille and about the oil spill. So, you know, I mean, just this single alone is going to be a very huge step, not only for our band, but probably for Louisiana music to a certain degree, if I do say so. But anyway.
Bastille.